Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the biggest game of the season so far. It's Liverpool at Manchester United at Old Trafford for second place in the Premier League. That's the stakes. It's a huge game. I am joined by Steve Hall, Ross Chanley and Tom Dutton for this one. Steve, it really is the biggest game and we all want to stick it to Jose Mourinho and Man United.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, ideally Liverpool's biggest games would be competing for trophies and stuff and hopefully that comes further down the line. But City, the way they've been, have just blown the league away, haven't they? So, listen, the ultimate aim is to come top four, coming second would be nice. And listen, I think we're better than Man United, and I think we should finish the season second. I believe in my heart that we're the second best team in this league this year. So that win they got the other day means that they're allowed now to, you know, park the bus at home and they'll take the draw because that's what Mourinho does. So it's up to us to go there and blow them away, and we're certainly capable. We've got the firepower for sure. It is a really, really big game. Looking forward to it.
Ross, how much do you still hate United, mate?
More than anyone in the league, I'd say.
Biggest game in the league,
yeah,
for you?
Arguably in world football. Obviously, I know it depends on where you come from. I'm obviously going to say that because I'm a Liverpool fan and stuff. But I think when you go through the history of both clubs and stuff, it's just a build-up to it all. And then I think you obviously let emotions get the better of you. But like Steve said, the professionals are parking the bus and you feel aggrieved at that because of the way that we play football, so you don't want to watch that, so you want to go see your team play proper football and win, and you get frustrated at the fact that they parked the bus and they did it at Anfield and they get something out of it.
Tom, do you think that the bus is being prepared as we speak?
It's one of them. Mourinho is great at doing it, and he was great at doing it with Chelsea, he's great at doing it with United, and I want us to break it down, not so much to beat United. That's a secondary thing for me. I want to destroy Mourinho's hopes of doing anything this season. Look, he usually wins the league second season. No chance this time. And we need to go there and just go, look, your tactics, yeah, they work against some teams, but they don't against us. And we are too good for you to do that against us. I think we will.
And stay sort of moving on from there, obviously, you know, the lads kind of alluded to it. You've got the attacking intent from Liverpool and you've got this defensive team that aren't very good at defending in Manchester United, in my opinion anyway. You know, they've got their team this season has got by and got to second in fairness so far based on raw talent rather than a team.
Yeah, they've got amazing, you know, amazingly talented players. You know, they've got the best goalie I think in the world. They've got, you know, Lukaku scores goals for fun. They've got Alexis Sanchez, who although he hasn't, you know, really hit it off yet, he's still a top quality player. You know, I think I'm a big fan of Martial as a player. They're very strong in midfield. Like they've got tons, they've got pace off the bench, they've got a lot of options, and I agree. Their setup in these big games isn't ideal, but they are well suited to beating the poorer teams in the league, and they tend to do that because they're more talented, and you know, that's fair play to them. They're above us in the league for a reason. They've coped very, very well. Their big game record is, I think, against the other top six isn't fantastic. I don't believe so. It's one of those where I think, again, this might sound really stupid and I might get slaughtered in the comments, but I would imagine a lot of neutrals might want Liverpool to win this because if you're interested in watching good football, I think if the best two teams in the league at the end of the season have been playing, you know, attacking-style football, then why everyone else might want to go and do the same. If Man United, you know, finish second, being a bit dull and boring, again, fair play to them, that's their prerogative. You know, they've been successful with that for a couple of years under Mourinho. They've won trophies and we haven't. If they can manage to finish second in their way, I don't know, I'd be a little bit disappointed in that. So I think They're not gonna do what he did at Anfield, I don't think, and literally just park a bus. They are gonna have a go at trying to beat us. And they've got players who can hurt us. But conversely, I'm with you in that. At the back, I don't think they're that good. I think they've got an amazing goalie who bails them out a lot. But they can certainly be got at, and we've got a front three that can get at anyone, so that should give us confidence.
Ross, I mean, you know, we obviously rested Mo Salah for a large proportion of the Porto game midweek. He'll be coming back into the starting 11, no doubt about it. How do you think Manchester United will try and nullify the threat of our front three?
By parking the bus. I don't know how you do that. We've said it many times. You know, take it from you. Just pick your poison, isn't it? I don't know how you're supposed to do it. And I think the big thing, I've got more confidence now than the Anfield fixture, is because of the way that we've developed and the way that we have a plan B against teams that are willing to do that. And I think overall our team, especially our defence with Van Dijk's coming in as well, we've got threats in different positions. So, you know, if they set up and they're going to target Mo Salah and break him down, well, we've got aerial threats now as well.
Yeah, I mean, was it West Ham where Chan scores the header from the corner, Tom? Yeah. And, you know, we, as Ross says there, we can break down teams in different ways now. It's not just, we're not over-reliant on one way of playing.
Exactly, and that Mourinho is going to be aware of that. And that's why I don't know if they're going to park the bus too much. I think they can't let us overrun that midfield, because if we do that, we've won the game. We've seen it so many times this season. If our midfield just sprays the ball around and gets a chance to be a bit fluid and join the attacks, then we'll just overrun everything that they do. We've got full-backs moving on. We've got a front three in scintillating form. Add a midfielder to that with two nice holding ones. We've practically won the game there for me. And it's one of them where Klopp will obviously have a game plan in there. We need to make sure that, because they don't defend from the front like we do, we need to kind of pull them away, make Sanchez and Lingard and Rashford or whoever's going to be up front, kind of make them split away so we've got the freedom there, I think
that's the key. I don't think you can stop the front three. I think you've got to stop the supply to them.
Yeah.
And I think they'll try and make it a bit of a niggly game. Again, I watched them against Palace the other day, and listen, they won, fair play. And I thought Matic, he scores a worldie, but he had a really poor game when he got overrun in midfield, and Pogba just looked like he was lost. So I wonder how Mourinho sets up with them, because they're two really, really good players. Don't get me wrong, I think they're very, very good players. But they look like there's too much space for Palace to play in. And if they let us do that, then we've got much, much better players than Crystal Palace have.
Lost the ball, but I think it's 34 times. If he tries to try and do that against our midfield,
Gary Neville on the TV said like he plays like he doesn't really care, you know, which is a good thing, but it can be a negative thing. So I think he'll try and slow the game down, be very, very compact in midfield. I think they'll miss Herrera. I think he would have liked to have Herrera playing alongside Matic, and he's obviously out injured. So that's where they'll do. You can't stop Salah, Mane, Firmino. It's almost impossible to man mark them because they drift so much. You can't follow them.
What's the best matchup for us? Is it literally Salah on Young?
Well, possibly, but then you know, I'd fancy Mane against Valencia. Not the end, not disaster. And their centre half haven't been that good. I think I'm a big fan of Bailey. I think he's good. I think he probably will come back in. But I've not been really impressed with Smalling or with Lindelof. Jones has been a bit better than those two, but he's certainly not. You know, he's not a world beater. So there's matchups there that we can exploit. But then ultimately, we've got to.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think if we limit the stupid mistakes, it'd be hard for Man United to play right through us and go and put us away like, you know, Man City can do and did at times. United will slow the game down and they'll try and, what you said before, get by on their talent. Listen to the ball falls to Romelu Lukaku in the box, he tends to score.
Yeah.
You know, if Alexis Sanchez is more than capable of bending one in for 25 yards, he's done it against us in the past. Lingard has scored a lot of goals this season, so they are dangerous. We've just got to, if we limit the mistakes, then we've got a hell of a chance because we're going to make them do what Newcastle couldn't do and play mistake-free football. Because if you make a mistake against those and the game opens up just a tiny little bit, you do it. And Tottenham done it to them, albeit at Wembley. Tottenham exploited two errors and beat them comfortably in the end. And we're more than capable of doing that.
And I suppose, listen, Tom, last five results against Manchester United, you know, in England have been four draws and one win to Liverpool. You know, they've not been able to score goals on us, and we've struggled to score goals on them as well, in fairness. And Mourinho does know how to stifle an attack, and it is his strength almost. And it's unfortunate for us, not for them, that Crystal Palace did get beaten in the end, that they put them away, because ultimately Mourinho likes to go into those big games and play for a draw, and he's afforded that. But do you think the Man United fans will be happy with Mourinho going and trying to get a draw with Liverpool?
No, because how I remember United playing is all out attack, just going for it and just putting teams under the cosh until they scored. Till the end of the game. That's why they scored so many goals late on, regardless of Fergie time and whatever. That's because they carried on till the end. And I don't know how they've put up with it for so long, to be honest. I don't know how, if Liverpool suddenly sacked Klopp and we got a really defensive manager in and just went, oh yeah, we're just going to go defensive first. I couldn't handle that. I'd be up in arms about that. And yeah, look, you're second. Doesn't matter. I like to watch good football. And that's why I don't... You watch these. That's why I don't watch other football, because I watch City because they play free throw and lovely football. But I'm not going to watch Everton against anyone, because you know for a fact you're going to be watching two teams sat there with a man centre forward by himself doing nothing, hoofing the ball long. That's garbage football. You know what I mean? So at some point it's going to have to change. Whether I think Mourinho will do that, obviously, but it needs to carry on for them.
The game against Crystal Palace for me, first half, obviously they were diabolical, but the problem that Man United had, I felt during the game, Steve, and I don't know whether you agree, is that they were playing really centrally. It doesn't look like Sanchez, obviously he's only got a goal and two assists in his eight games so far for Manchester United. He will come good, he's a good footballer. But his link-up play with Lukaku wasn't great. I felt like Lingard was cutting inside a little bit too much and playing into Palace's hands. It wasn't until they brought Rashford on and Mourinho was on the sideline telling him where to be to stretch the team that they started to have some success.
Yeah, I agree. And they've got a lot of good players. I don't think they've quite worked out the system, how to get them all into the same team. You know, I think it's difficult to get Lukaku, Sanchez and Paul Pogba in a team that is well balanced at the moment. I think one way of doing it, I suppose, is start playing Alexis as a number 10. But then that means putting Pogba in a two-man midfield, and he doesn't look comfortable doing that. He looks like he wants to be a number 10 as well. So that's what Mourinho's still trying to find out. He's got a lot of good players, and he's still trying to figure out the balance. If I'm them, I would play Rashford and Martial wide, and maybe even leave Sanchez out, and just go at us in wide areas, like you said. Try and get Martial up against Trent, see if Rashford fancies his chances against Robertson. I think that's what I would do. I don't think Mourinho will. I think he will pick Alexis Sanchez. And listen, you mentioned before, he's a world-class player, so he will come good at some stage. I just feel at the moment they are, listen, the second, and they're doing well. You know, points-wise, they're having a pretty good season. Points-wise, they just haven't quite clicked yet. And we've got to take advantage of that. Even in recent weeks, they've won a few games, but they've never looked comfortable. I think even the most ardent Man United fan will say they haven't really, you know, they got by a little bit of luck against Crystal Palace and a lot of determination, and Palace kind of threw it away a little bit. You know, they were 2-0 up and kind of blew it. I would imagine that they would... I think a lot of United fans would take a point. I disagree slightly. I think they'd be happy with a point right now. It keeps them above us. You know, it's one less game out of the way, and it's a game that they can lose. I think they'd be happy with the point because they fancy themselves to beat the rest of the league. It's all on us. If we go and play our our 8 out of 10 game, I don't think Man United's 8 out of 10 game beat us. Mm-hmm. So it's just on us.
Interesting. All right. Well, before we get into the preferred 11s and stuff, we will just take you over to a small clip. We're doing a collaboration with Cheeky Sport this week. Two collaborations, one on our channel, one on theirs. Here's a clip from it. It's absolutely superb.
But I think Manchester United right now, especially with Jose Mourinho, we all know Jose Mourinho's main strength is that he is a game manager. So he manages game by game. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to even understand what Jose's style of play or tactics are, in essence. People like to say Jose's tactics is park the bus, but Jose does game management based on who he's playing, based on what the opponent's strength is. It kind of goes into like war.
Street, but a single decker and double decker. Single decker,
double decker. Listen, I got to make sure.
Oh, really? Really? Okay. Have we? Is this how bad it's got?
Oh,
what happened to Resort? Because your manager is too defensive.
So there you go. You can see for yourself. It is a great show, honest to goodness. Okay, we're going to go over to the preferred 11s now. So, lads, let's turn those boards around. Why is your CP45 on the back? Okay, so we'll go over to Tom's first. Looking at that side, yeah, it's good. And you've got one fella in there that I wish I'd put in James Milner. But so no place for Joe Gomez in your preferred 11?
No, I think, look, I like Joe Gomez. I do. And I think Trent performed well. He's been targeted a few times. He got targeted against Newcastle, I think it was, and just stood up to it. And I think having both options on either side is just such a threat. You never know. We sometimes focus massively on the left, but with Trent in there, we can have a go on the right. It's easy to switch there. Talking about Milner, I put him in there purely for cover. I think we're going to need it massively. Look, Sanchez is a great player. There's talk about Martial coming in. He's a great player. We need that cover for the overlaps. We have to have it. Milner's fantastic at it. Hendo's fantastic at it. Chan's good at filling in the gaps where we need it. It's a great midfield. It's our best midfield, in my opinion, in terms of keeping it tight and making sure we don't concede.
Okay, can I just see yours a second?
Sorry, mate. Yeah.
So, Trent, Lovren. Okay, yeah. So, everybody's gone for the same back four, back five, actually. Why have you gone with Genie in midfield then, Ross?
Just on base of what you said before, I thought about it, and that midfield contention will be pretty tough, I think, when you've got the likes of Pogba and Matic, which are quite big and strong. You know, for well, Genius is going to stick his arse and take someone off the ball. And I kind of got stuck between Chan and Henderson. I think they've both been playing really well lately. But again, that aggression and determination to win the ball back, I think Genius would suit this game better.
What's not surprising is that we've all picked the same back five and all picked the same front three, but we've all gone for different midfield. So why have you gone for Chan, Milner, Ox?
Henderson took a knock, didn't he, the other day? I don't know if that will affect
dead
him.
Leg.
Mm. That will affect you still. You know, it won't be easy for him.
I used to get like 10 dead legs a day in school.
Yeah, so
how can you be out?
You get that one off your mates. No, I think the fact that Henderson played on Tuesday is an indication he's not going to play. He's been playing one game a week, hasn't he? I think that can. And the fact that Chan comes off as well, I think that's a big clue what the manager's got thinking enough. About. I've got Milner in. I think he's been great in recent weeks. I think that's a no-brainer for me. I think he was the first of those three I put in. And Chamberlain, well, if you look at it, I've just had to fill me chock-a-full of pace. I've gone for get as much pace on the pitch as you can and just try and run them ragged and just see what comes of it. So counter-attacks, just keep going and keep going. And someone to drive the ball at the midfield, because if we've got Milner, Chan, Henderson, or Milner, Wijnaldum, Henderson, or whatever, no one can beat the man. And I think that makes it very easy for Man United to stay in their shape. Where Chamberlain is the one midfielder we've got, other than maybe Lallana, who I didn't even consider at this point, he still looks a mile away in terms
of... Well, and the fact that he did play 19.
He looks unfit and his touch looks off. I think this season we can almost write off for Lallana at the minute, just to go again next year. I've got someone who I think can beat a man. Because if someone can skip past Matic and get driving at that back four, then we're in business. And I don't quite fancy any of the others to do it.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Salah, I've got Salah twice, yeah, I'll pick him twice.
I mean, I would if that was an option. Absolutely.
Let's just change that to Mane.
And let's put him on the right side as well. So you've rubbed the wrong Salah off.
Yeah, that's fine.
An absolute shocker again. You've put Salah on for a third time. Yeah, good lad.
Me front three of Salah, and Salah.
That should. You know what? If we could, I'd do that. Absolutely.
It's definitely Mane.
So I've gone for Henderson, Ox, and Chan, but I must admit I prefer the Milner shout from Tom. I completely forgot about James Milner. For probably Ox, but
really? Okay.
I'll stick with what I've got, and I'd reasoned it out because same as you, I want someone who's going to be able to drive on the midfield and who's going to be able to drive at Matic. He's probably a little bit faster than Matic and could possibly beat him. I want a three-man midfield who can all cover for one another, and I think we've saw it in the Newcastle game that those three worked really well as a three-man midfield. But hopefully that will take advantage of Pogba's lack of discipline and lack of positional sense. So that's what I'm looking to exploit. And Tom mentioned it earlier on in the show, and I think it's a great point, is that that's where the game will be won for me. And it's also why I like James Milner in there, because I think every time he's taken to the field over the last 2 months, he's almost been up there for man of the match.
He was the first out of three midfielders. He was the one to put down first. I just think Henderson plays Saturday, Tuesday. I don't know. I don't know if you guys agree. If that's an indication that maybe he's going to sit this one out.
I'll be honest. I really do like that reasoning of the Ox in there. I think, to be honest, with what you've been saying, that midfield, I can see any of these midfields, I can see beating their midfield. Don't get me wrong. I think we've got really good options there. We've been really good in bolstering our midfield.
Wijnaldum's been good in this type of game, hasn't he? Yeah, exactly. In the bigger ways, he has played well, to be fair.
Think about that Arsenal game, and I know it was really early on in the season and stuff, and the front three wasn't playing in much the same way as it is now, but when we beat them 4-0 at Anfield, it was Henderson, Chan and Wijnaldum, and everyone was thinking going into that game, oh, where's the creativity coming from? And we scored four goals in that game.
The great thing
about this Liverpool side is it doesn't really matter with the midfield. It seems to click every single week for us, and that's a massive thing. So we'll go on to the rival fixtures next. Chelsea have Crystal Palace at 5:30 on the Saturday, where obviously the early doors game. Sunday, Arsenal against Watford, and then again Sunday 4 p.m. Bournemouth Spurs, with Man City not playing away at Stoke until Monday evening. Now, if we get beat, that Chelsea Crystal Palace game means something again. But if we, I think we're pretty comfortable on top four so far. You know, I do think we're going to definitely get top four this season. Getting a draw or a win away at Old Trafford would still be obviously beneficial to that and obviously improve that. The one thing I would say is, okay, we draw this game, we get what Mourinho gets, what he wants. Are we still finishing second?
I think so. I'm looking at our run, I think we're going to win a lot of games between now and then. I do think we're going to finish second ultimately, and I think we're the second best team. I think that's what's going to happen. A lot of it depends on, you know, how far everyone goes in the Champions League as well. You could get to a stage where, say, we've got, if Chelsea are 8 points behind us, like four games to go, and we've hopefully got a big Champions League game, you might see him play the team like he did when we were getting to the Europa League final, when he just, you know, he almost chucked the towel in, didn't he? Because there's no fourth this year is the same as second. There's no qualifying to play. So that could be one reason why not. Flip side is that we could be out and United could be going for the Champions League and they do the same thing. Mourinho did it at the end of last year. So there's a lot to go on there. But I keep saying, I think we're the second best teams and I think we're going to come second. So no matter what happens in this game, I would still go with that.
Ross, final question before we move on to the score predictions and stuff for you, mate. Manchester United got a huge game against Sevilla on Tuesday night in the Champions League. It's obviously 0-0 going into the game at Old Trafford. Is that just another reason for Mourinho to almost park the bus, or do you think they might lose sight of the Premier League with a title not on the line? You know, Steve's already mentioned Mourinho did it last season, obviously, to go for the Europa League.
And
it's a huge game.
They've got a 9-point gap on Chelsea, so they should be safe. They're probably not looking over their shoulders as much.
Yeah, I think ultimately his target will be the Champions League. I think they're near enough in that top four, and if they don't have to qualify next season, it's job done. Ultimately, Mourinho's based on his trophies and his record. It is incredible. You have to give it
he's
to him.
He's a winner, mate.
And I know they've got one foot in that next leg, I would have thought, in the next round, sorry. So I can see them, you know, just thinking we'll go for the Champions League.
Wow, OK. So, before we do score predictions, now's a great time to sign up to the RedmenTV.com. It's £5 a month. You get 20 exclusive shows available in both video and podcast form. And if you're into podcasts, you can download the podcast into your app and all that type of stuff, so you can take the Redmen TV content with you. We've got tons of United content upcoming. We'll have tons of stuff post-match. And we've got loads of really cool stuff banked recently as well. I did a podcast with Andrew Beasley, a football statistician slash nerd. It was absolutely brilliant on Jurgen Klopp. We've got Henry Jackson on there this week. We've been speaking to different types of journalists. They've been the lads have been doing Man of the Match podcast, which has been superb, and loads of good stuff. Tom, score prediction for the Liverpool Manchester United game?
3-1
to Liverpool.
Yeah,
like that.
2-1 to Liverpool.
Yeah, 2. I like 2-1. 2-1 Liverpool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Tom. I think 3-1. I think it's a comfortable 3-1 for us. Yeah. I think we put Manchester United in their place. We show them, like Steve said, that we're the second best team in this league, and we just go out there and prove it. Mourinho, detractors at Manchester United become more and more vocal off the back of it because they realise that what they've just seen and what they've just witnessed is how they used to play football and the attack and attempt, and they've got years and years and years in the fucking doldrums.
Danny Ings comes off the bench, by the way, in my 3-1, gets a goal, gets the third, it's 2-1, then we're just like,
I'm saving Danny Ings' goal for the Champions League final on 83rd minute, but I mean, I can totally, if it was a winning goal today, at the weekend, I'd take that as well.
Yeah. Salah hat, maybe.
Anyway, thanks so much for watching. Let us know your score predictions and your preferred 11s in the comments section below. Don't forget to subscribe to the Redmen TV on YouTube. Hit that notification bell. You'll get a little notification every time we go live and when that brilliant Cheeky Sport video drops. Thanks very much, and we'll see you next time. Hopefully, after Liverpool smash Manchester United to bits.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.